A century ago, the Prince of Wales arrived in Norwich and unlocked a gate with a golden key, and the new Carrow Bridge was officially opened. But will it ever be lifted again? Now there are controversial plans to weld it shut to save money. In June of 1923, the people of Norwich and Norfolk gathered in force to welcome the Prince, later King Edward VIII, when he visited a decorated city where the roads were lined with thousands of men, women and children. As he walked along Carrow Road, the national anthem was played by the Norwich branch of the British Legion, and the people cheered. The second Carrow Bridge had been built as part of a scheme to provide work for the unemployed, with Coleman's and Bolton and Paul contributing towards the £42,000 it cost to build. The stone for the first one had been laid by Mayor Thomas Back in August 1810. This was further downstream and ran through the former Coleman's Works and up into Carrow Hill. Bridges were big businesses in the days when they charged the toll to pass, and in the 1830s the council was talking about Norwich becoming a port for larger ships, so the fixed bridge was replaced by a lifting one. As the river and the roads got busier, it was decided a new bridge was needed. Work was delayed by the First World War, but eventually an agreement was reached with all those involved, and eventually it was agreed to build a new bridge further upstream. Coleman's contributed £10,000, while Bolton and Paul, further up the river, handed over £5,000. The bridge was designed by the brilliant city engineer Arthur Collins. Work began in 1920, giving many unemployed people much-needed work. The bridge stands next to the 14th-century boom towers, one of which used to be a prison, which were built by Richard Spink. Chains or booms were stretched across the river at night to stop troublemakers getting into the city and boats from sneaking off without paying their dues. The new bridge was a great asset to those using both the then busy river and the riverside, which was then lined with factories and warehouses. Today, the factories and the large vessels have gone, and the debate over the future of the bridge continues.